From the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Lee County Fair Board will meet today, 6 p.m. at the Lee County Fairgrounds in Lovington to discuss this year's county fair and rodeo. Afterwards, they will send their recommendations to Lee County Commissioners, who will go over them on Friday. Lee County Manager Mike Gallagher has more.
So the commission, they have a special meeting scheduled for this Friday at 4 p.m. And they're going to hear from the fair board. They're going to hear from members of the public. They'll hear from staff, and they will deliberate. And they're scheduled to take action on the 2020 Fair and Rodeo.
Roswell police are seeking 34-year-old Alberto Ceballos, who allegedly shot and killed his brother, 40-year-old Omar Ceballos, on Wednesday at the victim's home on South Atkinson, where the suspect also occasionally lived. The City of Roswell Public Information Officer Todd Wildermuth tells us.
The call was that there was a shooting and a man was down and had been shot. Police got there, medics got there, and found 40-year-old Omar Ceballos had suffered multiple gunshot wounds and was deceased inside the house.
And now Alberto Ceballos is on the run. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should call Roswell police. 31-year-old Carlos Renteria of Artesia was arrested and charged with resisting, evading, or obstructing an officer, that according to Artesia police. He had apparently got into an argument with his girlfriend and then claimed he was shot at. Artesia police looked for evidence of a shooting, but found none. The New Mexico Department of Health added 7 positive cases of the COVID-19 in Lee County on Wednesday, bringing the total to 86 cases of the confirmed coronavirus. And one of those COVID-19 cases came from the community of Oil Center, just outside of Eunice. Now, health officials are attempting to track down others who may have been exposed. Eunice Mayor Billy Hobbs.
Nobody knows. We're trying to find out some information, if it's somebody here, somebody coming through, or what. I mean, nobody can get any answers.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.